Syria that we read about and may have been misled about, in one respect has kept itself intact. Though Pakasab traditions may have cracked and thinned, the good old Indian army still a fact. That famous monumental man, the officer and gentleman, still lives and breathes and functions from Bombay to Kathmandu. At any moment one can glimpse matured or embryonic blimps, vivaciously speculating as to what became of who. Though eastern sounds may fascinate your ear, when west meets west, you're always sure to hear. Whatever became of old Bagot? You know, I haven't seen him for a year. Is it true that young Briggs had to marry that faggot he met in the Vale of Kashmir? Have you heard any news of that chap in the blues? Was it Sotheby, Sedgwick, or Sim? He was stationed in Simla, or was it Bengal? But I know he got blind at a ball in Nepal and wrote several four-letter words on a wall. I wonder what happened to him. Whatever became of old Shelley? Is it true that young Forbes was cashiered for riding quite nude on a pushbike through Delhi the day the new viceroy appeared? Have you heard any word of that bloke in the third? Was it Prosser or Pycroft or Pym? They had him chucked out of the club in Bombay, for apart from his mess bills exceeding his pay, he took to pig-sticking in quite the wrong way. I wonder what happened to him. One must admit that by and large, upholders of the British Raj don't shine in conversation as a breed. Though Indian Army officers can read a bit, their verbal wit has rather undeceived. Their splendid insularity and roguish jocularity were echoing through India when Victoria was queen, in restaurants and dining cars, in messes, clubs and hotel bars. They try to maintain tradition in the way it's always been. The worlds may change and nations disappear. Above the shrieking chaos, you will hear. Whatever became of old Tucker? Have you heard any word of young Mills, who ruptured himself at the end of a chukka and had to be sent to the hills? They say that young Lees had a go of DTs, and his hopes of promotion are slim. According to Stubbs, who's a bit of a louse, the silly young blighter went out on a souse and took two old tarts into Government House. I wonder what happened to him. Whatever became of old Archie? I hear he departed this life after rounding up 10 sacred cows in Karachi to welcome the governor's wife. Do you remember Munro in the PAVO? He was tallish and mentally dim. That talk of heredity can't be quite true. He was dropped on his head by his ayah, Atu. I presume that by now he'll have reached GHQ. Yes, I'm sure that's what's happened to him.